الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وابشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن اولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي انفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال الله تعالى قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال الله تعالى يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون الا من اتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم My dear brothers and sisters, today I am in Lahore and I am out of Khanqah. So therefore, I shall talk about some general things. Actually, we are in this world and we are appearing in a great examination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us too much capabilities, guts, and we can do many things if we want, and there are numerous limitations, and in these limitations what we can do we shall be asked about it, and what we are not able to do we shall not be asked about it. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. So we should not worry about those things what we are not able to do. But we should be thinking about those things, what we can do and what we have been asked to do. So for this we need guidance. There are some things we can conclude from our analysis, from our speculations, from our assumptions, and from our thinking. But these all things depend upon our knowledge and about what we know already. So if there are some things what we do not know, or what we cannot know. So how we can get guidance in that by ourselves? There should be some external source of guidance. So those things in which we can calculate, we can do, we can work upon, and we can think about, we shall be responsible of that. For that, our system should be okay. And our system should be cooperative. And beyond that, which are not possible by ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has organized a general guidance system of Anbiya and the books. So from the very beginning, from Adam alayhi salam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this guidance is available and was available. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyin, so therefore his guidance is forever. And there will be no change in that. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. So this is all perfect. There is no deficiency. And if we think about some deficiency, it will be our limitation of thinking. We shall not be knowing that. And that will be the proof why we have been guided in that. Because we do not know that. We are blind in it. So, those things which have been told to us to do, just like 5 times prayer, keeping fast, paying zakah, performing hajj, and having clean muamilat dealings, and good muashirat, it means society, our social values, and about our character. We have been guided properly. And in those things, if we shall be acting upon it as it is, we shall be successful, inshallah. So now what the holy verse I have recited here, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who said, Allah is our Rabb, He is taking care about us. And anything which is coming from His side, it's okay for us. There is no problem in that. And we sustain and we persistently are faithful to this system. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided a very great honor for such people. And what will be that? That at the time of their death, angels will come and will tell them, do not worry, do not be afraid, do not be sad. And take this news happily. And you will be awarded that what you have been promised about Jannah. And we were here with you and we are going with you. And in that Jannah paradise, you will get what you desire by your heart. And you will get what you ask for that. So these two things, although these words, it means any heart desiring and what we say and it is done, these are available, these words are available in the world, but their reality is not available. But in Jannah, the reality will be available. Whatever we shall ask for, that will be available for us. Whatever we shall desire, that will be granted to us. So this is a very great honor for such people. But on the other hand, if the people are not faithful to this system, and they do what their nafs desire, what their wishes want, so this is not non-faithfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the system. And the system will punish them by themselves, by itself. See the situation. We are thinking for our betterment, but we do not know about the future. So we are making those things which are very dangerous for us. We are making those things by ourselves. You see, we have made atom, we have made dynamite, we have made many things which look good. For example, AC. You see, this AC is very good as for its instantaneous use is there. But what it does, if its gas releases, leaked, so that goes to enter the ozone layer, they disturb it. And the we are exposed to the cosmic rays then. And see the situation about the abrupt change of temperature. What happened to the systems? We are creating many, many sources of allergies. Many, many sources of the things which are not good for our health. We are doing by ourselves. We are all eating those things which are not good for us. See the situation, Hakim and doctors, they made the recipes for our food, that our food is useful for us, healthy for us. But we made it for our test. And depending upon the test, we change those recipes. And what's there? Now what we see? Many, many problems of stomach comes. Many, many problems of colon come. And many, many things which we do not want but are there. See the situation of a patient who is suffering from sugar. He wants sweet, but it is dangerous for him. And he knows that because those patients who are suffering from sugar, they are not usually of, you can say, they are aged people usually. And they are wise enough. But doctors tell them, do not eat sweet. But they take sweet whenever they get the chance. So it means we are not able to control ourselves, to protect ourselves from the bad things for ourselves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us in this, to tell us, do not eat this thing, do not do this thing, do not perform this thing. Because He knows what may happen to us in future because of that. So therefore, we should understand this system completely. Number one, how our heart should perform, how our nafs should be there, and how our mind should work. These three things are very, very important in our body. Because what this mind is doing, it's analyzing, it's controlling, it's calculating, it's getting knowledge. It can memorize, it can remember. This is the function of brain. What we can do because of that. And what heart can do? Heart can sense emotions and can keep iman and kufr in itself and have quwwat azma to perform something deliberately by the willpower. So these things can be done by heart. And what nafs is done, nafs can do, nafs can sense, nafs can see our necessities. And nafs have many, many desires. Unlimited desires. So what the nafs desire, we should not think about it, because it is its job. But we should know, just like if a child is crying, I need ice cream, and doctors say it's not good for his throat. So that is child, that can cry. But you should not be able, give him ice cream, because doctor has stopped you from doing this. So this nafs is like child. It can desire. Let it desire. But stop it. Do not give that thing to this, unless and until it has been allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means by Sharia. Otherwise, don't give it. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is wise who controlled his nafs and perform for the life hereafter. And therefore, foolish who allows his nafs to do whatever it wants and only depend upon speculations and assumptions and things and thinking. No, he does not think about the realities. Think about the fire. Can I think about this, that I can keep my hand in that? And I can think, okay, there is a chance that this fire will not hurt my hand. It will not burn. It's possible. So if I can think about it, so what the people will think about me? They will see a foolish person. Of course it is possible. But what is the reality? The reality is that fire burns. So similarly, if we are not working according to Sharia, so there are consequences. There are its consequences. So we should think about those consequences, what may happen to it. So we should control our nafs. We should clean our heart from the love of dunya. And we should make our mind of that level that it can catch guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand what Sharia is, what Sunnah is. So these three things are to be done by us. This is our responsibility. And to fulfill this responsibility, we need some person to control us. Because think about a meter, which is 40. Can you get a real answer from that meter? No, it will give you a faulty answer. So there should be some external meter. We should meter this. We should measure whether it means calibration. Calibration is needed for this purpose. So calibration is needed. So what? We should calibrate it with the Sharia. And this can be done externally. So there should be some external source. It means Sheikh. Sheikh can do this work for us to see us whether we are doing right or wrong. Because if we are left to think about our actions by ourselves, so our nafs is selfish. It will give us wrong answer. So we shall not be able to get the right answer. So we should be very careful in this work, and we should surrender before a sheikh in this regard. Whatever he says, we should follow. Just like whatever doctors say, we have to follow if we want to become healthy. This is very, very necessary. I was told by a doctor, who is a doctor, he said I was sick. And I tried myself to medicate myself by myself. But it was impossible. I could not recover. So I asked my friend doctor by telephone, tell me what should I do, and if you will stop water for me, I shall not take water. This, and alhamdulillah, when he told me something about that and I followed, I became healthy. This has been told to me by a doctor. This is because if a doctor is not healthy, his thinking is also not healthy. His system is out of. Yes. So it means we cannot control ourselves. There should be some other one to control. But there should be some recognition of this. To whom we should go? So there are eight things. At least we should know he is on the right path because of aqaid. He knows Sharia as far as farzain ilm is there. He acts upon it. He is well connected with the, you can say, the lineage which is coming from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to him. And there is no cut-off. And also, it means he has been authorized to perform this work. And it is a sohbat, the people think that they are becoming good. So it means such things should be seen in such a shaykh. If we see that it's okay because of these things, so then we can go to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do what is good and to stop us from those what is bad. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.